Hi there. Good morning, everybody. You have found your way to Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone. And no, I'm not Kelly Whetstone. She's actually away this week, actually the past 2 weeks, visiting her family, and she's having an amazing time. She will be back next week live. In the meantime, she has left you in good hands. I am Jay Varvel, another resident psychic medium intuitive that is over on onetolisten.com, our sister site. And I'm so excited to be here with you. I have a couple of radio shows myself. I'll tell you more about those later. But first, this is Empowerment. And I'm so grateful that you are here with me this morning. I had to do a quick reset. Everything was going so good this morning with my computer and my system. And all of a sudden, I needed to just do a quick reboot to make sure that that smoothness continued to happen through this show. So thank you for your patience with me. I really appreciate it. And for today's topic, we're going to be talking about psychic protection, psychic and space protection, and how I look at it, how I view it, how I go about it, and the things that I've learned along the way in my own practice, and then also helping other people out, and being able to see, you know, what garners results and is helpful, and what is not always so helpful. So all that to say, we're going to dig into that topic here in a moment. But first, I want to talk about onetolisten.com. There is a free, many free aspects. One part is the horoscopes, and then the other part is the gratitude board. And the gratitude board is a place to put the things that you're grateful for, both that have already happened and then things that you're wanting to manifest. I would just suggest that you put it in present tense as if it has already made manifest. And all of us that are a part of the One to Listen team, we empower your intentions by bringing our focus and attention in our prayers. And it helps to exponentially help your manifestations. And so please go on over to onetolisten.com and check it out. You can add your gratitude. It's completely anonymous. And we would love for you to participate. And so that's the sort of sister site where you can reach us for one-on-one support, for one-on-one readings, for astrology readings, psychic readings, intuitive readings, and so forth. And as I said, there's all the other aspects of the site to take advantage of. And then we have what's going on over here at 1-2 Radio. And there is a chat to participate if you want to join me live in the chat. You can go to 1-2radio.com. That's the number 1-2radio.com. Click on the chat button over there on the left-hand side of the screen. That does take you to a new window. It's a new private, well, it's not new, but it is a new window. And in that new window is a pop-up, and it's going to say Facebook. It's a private Facebook group called 1-2 Radio, the same name. And once you're in, I'll make sure that you get in while I'm live on the air. You can see the banner. It says Empowerment. You'll see Kelly's smiling face there. And in the comments section underneath is where the comments and conversation is happening while we're live on the air. And please let me know you're listening. Please let me know if the whole topic of psychic protection and space protection is coming up in your world. And we're going to talk about it. So before we get into that, while I am allowing you all to comment in, I'll check in on you all in just a moment. I'm going to pull some cards from the Swery Spirituality deck that Kelly McLean has created. She's another reader and astrologer here on the lines at 1-2 Listen. So she has Swery Spirituality. Oh, I guess they're both Swery Spirituality. So one is Resistance is Futile, and one is Down-to-Earth Affirmations for Badasses. And I've combined them and created one big deck out of both of those decks that she created. So I'm going to shuffle here, and I felt intuitively to pick five different cards for five different pieces of advice that can be helpful for us during this Scorpio full moon time. And that Scorpio full moon is happening today. And normally, Raven and I would be doing a moon project. And I have been moving and going through a whole big reset in my life. And I have not been able to make the post and to get ready. It's not even just about making the post. It's about getting ready for the actual meetup. So we will begin the meetup again in May. And I do apologize for having to take a few of them off. Having the move in my own life kind of turned everything upside down. And as I talk to you, those of you that are my clients and friends too, and family members, everybody's going through something. You know, it's either some kind of upheaval, some kind of major change that now you have to deal with. There are the ahas that are starting to come in from the Mercury retrograde and the auspicious connection in the sky between Jupiter and Uranus. I feel like that's going to continue. But all that to say, it has turned my world upside down. But in a great way. It's been great, but it's also been the kind of thing that I've had to really... I've taken advantage of the opportunity to go through all my stuff with a fine-tooth comb. I've had great support from my sister and my mom and my partner, Alan, and other friends who have supported me in one way, shape, or form or another to help me be able to get through all my stuff and really keep, you know, the stuff that's the most very special to me. But also I've been able to give away and also put in the trash different things. And it's really been a huge shift for me in that way. So lots of positive things are still, I know, going to unfold from all that clearing. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of info about that in case you were looking for the posting on 1-2 Academy and you didn't see it. I wanted to make sure you knew what was happening. But I am going to do a guided meditation to tune into the full moon energies. That's usually part of the moon project. But we're going to do a version of it here while we're live on the air towards the end of the show. So we'll still get to be able to be together and participate in connecting with the full moon energies. So first, from the Swery Spirituality Decks from Kelly McLean, we're looking for 5 pieces of advice for our highest and best good for all of us listening in during this Scorpio full moon. What is it that can be very helpful to us for our highest and best good? What are the messages? Let's spread them out and just... pick here. Oh, one just popped out. Okay, number 1. You cannot eat a pizza through the screen door. Neither can you be open to truly receive if you are trying to filter what you receive. # open the door. # don't just lick the pizza. I know. It's a fun way to see it, a fun way to look at this, because it's so just unexpected. But that's why I love it. So again, you cannot eat a pizza through the screen door. Neither can you be open to truly receive if you are trying to filter what you are, or if you try to filter what you receive. Excuse me. There we go. # open the door. # don't just lick the pizza. Let me say that last line. Well, let me just say the whole thing because I messed it up and I feel like it's important because this message is important for those of us that are constantly giving and we don't even realize we're not receiving. We think we're being open, but we're not necessarily. And this really brings it home. You cannot eat a pizza through the screen door. Neither can you be open to truly receive if you are trying to filter what you receive. There we go. It's so foreign to me. Oh my God, I can't even read it. Okay. The next one. Shame and guilt keep you curled up in the fetal position in your life. In this position, you cannot walk or hug or feel worthy. Please stand up. You are loved. Please stand up. You are loved. One more time. Shame and guilt keep you curled up in the fetal position in your life. In this position, you cannot walk or hug or feel worthy. Please stand up. You are loved. I use these cards from time to time, and I have not pulled any of these cards before. I kind of have a memory of what ones I run across, and these are all new. I love that part too. These are a fun surprise for me to take in. So here we go. Number 3. Do you try to anticipate every outcome so you won't be disappointed? Most of the time, the crap we worry and ruminate about isn't the crap that actually happens. Release your expectations and let life happen for you. Another way to ask that is, how is what's happening to me? How is that happening for me? How is this challenge happening for me? One more time, the card. Do you try to anticipate every outcome so you won't be disappointed? I have this problem. I raise my hand. I have to work on this constantly to keep my mind in check. My mind likes to run away if I don't hold on and keep it under a certain kind of control. Most of the time, the crap we worry about and ruminate about isn't the crap that actually happens. Release your expectations, ding, 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 and let life happen for you. And let life happen for you. So how are you getting in your own way? That I hear that all the time. I'm my own worst enemy. I used to be my own worst enemy. So what are we doing to stop that? This is one of the things we can do. Watch that storyteller. Is that storyteller helping us with an empowering story? Or is it helping us to be the victim? Okay, number 4. Saying no helps you honor your boundaries. You are obligated to do that which you are paid for. Otherwise, I'm going to say it again because there's a little nuance here to catch. Saying no helps you honor your boundaries. You are obligated to do that which you are paid for, period. Otherwise, #fuckthatshit is on the card. So I know Kelly is so wholesome, so please allow that hashtag to come out, because it does sell this card and the whole meaning and the importance of boundaries. I'm going to read it one more time just because I need to really keep getting this one in regarding boundaries. I grew up not having boundaries and not really understanding. I mean, I just didn't have them. So I didn't. Not only did I not understand them, I really didn't even know they exist. So now that I know they exist and I'm working to put them down, this is helpful. Saying no helps you honor your boundaries. You are obligated to do that which you are paid for, period. Otherwise, cover the eyes of the children, hashtag fuck that shit. So my sister got me a no button. This is something just to show like how long I've been working on this. I've had this no button, I swear, for a decade, so I'm going to push it.
This is my last word. No!
Okay, one more.
No!
Oh, okay, one more.
No.
All right, there we go. No. So how many out there of you have a hard time saying no? How many people could use some help and practice with that? Oh my gosh, I'm gonna sneeze. Wow, holy moly. Thank you all for the bless yous. I feel it. I had to mute myself so that you wouldn't hear that blasted into the microphone. Okay, so number five. Receiving is an open and passive energy. Lean back, not forward. # manifest, then rest. So I feel like this is really talking about the spring energy that is here, that is working on us to really take advantage of. I'm going to read the card again. Receiving is an open and passive energy. Lean back, not forward. # manifest, then rest. All right. So what do you all think of those pieces of advice that have come through the cards, Swery Spirituality, that Kelly McLean created and wrote? I'm going to check in on over on the comments, and then we'll take a musical break to let the love in. And I'll give ourselves a chance to kind of move in the energy, and then we'll talk about the protection and how I work with that whole idea, because it's a thing. So let's see here. Comments. I got to them. We're going to go to all comments. All right. So we Tara. Hi, Tara. She's joining us. She says, good morning. Hi, Tara. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's not always that I get a chance to be here with you all on Tuesday. I love it. Renee. Hi, Renee. She says, Jay with a heart. And she has a hi emoji. It's great to see you. Actually, it's her avatar. It's great to see you, Renee. Thank you for joining us this morning. And Quelly. Hi, Quelly. She says, hey, 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 Jay. Full moon blessings, dear. And she has some great emojis to pass on. Thank you so much, Quelly, for joining us. Happy full moon blessings to you, too. I can't believe it's already a full moon again. I keep seeing it rising in the sky, and it's been rising here early. So it's before sunset. So it kind of is already up in the sky before it gets dark. And I've been watching it. I've been watching her. I've been feeling this full moon. I'm literally sitting in my robe. I still haven't had a chance to get dressed yet. That's how this full moon is going for me. So there we go. Karen says, I forgot to sign off, you guys. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to take that call. Karen says, hi, everyone. Jay, your topic is divine timing for me. Thank you. And Marina. Hi, Marina. She says, hi, Jay. It's great to see you, Marina. Thank you for joining us this morning. And Karen, we're going to get into this topic. I'm excited to share what comes through and to hear about your experience. Pamela. Hi, Pamela. She says, when stuff shows up in your life, you got to take care of it. I'm learning this myself. A late bloomer on that front. But oh well, better late than never. I hear you, Pamela. One of the lessons I learned along the way in that regard was that sticking my head in the sand about something, that does, help put it off. But usually when you pull your head back out, there's even more to have to deal with, even more to have to face. Like, it doesn't go away. It doesn't get better. It's not like putting your head in the sand allows it to go away. Usually it festers. Usually it gets worse and more out of control. And so that's the part that's very, very hard and difficult to deal with, when we actually do pull our head back up, and do face it. It's kind of like that really hard part of having to confront ourselves and take responsibility. But once we do, and we do get to that point that Pamela's talking about, where we actually start to get to take care of it, oh my God, the mental real estate that gets cleared, the physical aspects that we can repair and heal, it really does pay off. But it can be rather difficult to face, especially when we're initially turning the tide. You know, when we have been burying our head in the sand, and when we finally pick our head up, we got to be, I feel like it's important to have a plan. And it's also important to have support, because it's oftentimes very hard to turn that ship around all by yourself. And there's a lot of like nuances to it. So Pamela, thank you for sharing that. And I'm so grateful you're here with us today. Tara says, where did you get that no button? my sister. And I honestly don't know where she got it. Probably somewhere from the internet. and Renee says, LOL, love the no button. Oh my goodness, let's push it again.
N-O-No.
She knew I had an issue of saying no, and it was a birthday gift, I swear, probably 8 to 10 years ago. And I've had it on my desk ever since to remind me of what I need to be reminded of in regards to being able to say no when I need to. I don't like it. I don't like having to feel that feeling of when I let someone down. But you know what's even more of a letdown? Is not being able to fulfill what I've said I would do, or not being able to show up and complete something that I said I would do in the time that I said I would do it. So it's like the overpromising can also be hard when we're not able to like follow through, you know, and it just adds more stress. I need to plug in my computer really quick. All right. So I want to play a song because I want to provide the opportunity to be in a certain kind of meditative space. But I really feel it's important to let the love in. And this song is just that. Like much of the lyrics are about either that very phrase, let the love in, or regarding that whole idea of letting the love in and breathing and moving your body and being conscious of allowing that to happen. So I want to play the song. It's called Balanced Love, and it's by Ashron on the Tropical Chill album. And it's an opportunity for you to get present with yourself, to get connected on a mind, body, and spirit level. And we will get into our topic when we come back regarding psychic protection and space protection. All right, I'll see you here in just a few moments. Have a great time connecting.
Open your heart and let love in. Open your mind. What is the feeling of love?
Watson is also welcoming us back with that bark. That's my pup. He's always here with me. And part of the experience that comes with a package of me, he's my little guy. And he sometimes does react to neighbors and noises, and he's always on high alert. He is much like his daddy in that way. And so I'm very grateful for him because he's always keeping an eye out for me as well. So all that to say, psychic protection and some of the main tenets that I have found important over the years to employ while I am working in that regard, both for my own body and also for my living space, my sacred space. So first off, I feel like it's important to get connected. And we oftentimes on my show get connected through grounding. And I know Kelly talks about grounding from time to time. So one of the methods that she mentions is dropping a cord, and usually it having some kind of color. I love doing that, and I also love to imagine growing tree roots from the base of my spine and the bottoms of my feet down into the earth. Something about seeing it as tree roots really helps me get rooted, helps me really feel that connection that is true all the time. We're always connected to Mother Earth. We're from the earth. We came through the earth. We're on the earth. And so it's usually and only from a mental place that we can feel blocked or cut off or disconnected or not even know that we are connected. But that doesn't mean that that we are actually cut off or disconnected. We just don't feel it. So one of the ways to really get clear, get conscious, get present to that connection and really feel it is to access that through our imagination. And so that is where I'm coming from when I say to grow the tree roots. Really use that as a way to drop your energy down and connect to the energy that is alive and awake and aware, that is the earth energy. We call her earth. She really is no name, but she is the energy, the entity that is like the overseer of this planet. And we are connected to that energy. And there is something that happens when we connect and are able to ground. Okay, so great. We grounded. Awesome, you guys. I know this is not your first time. So we come up to then our heart space. And this is where I like to connect to that. I see it as a ball of light that is my divine spark, that is my divine light, that is mine to bring to life, that is not even mine to bring to life. It is what is bringing me to life, really. It's what brings you to life. And being able to connect with it and see it in a very visual way, seeing it in your heart space, seeing that light. And I like to see it grow. I like to see it expand past my physical body. I like to take it out at least 5 feet. So I'm fully encompassed by my own bubble of light, by my own energy. And I can say for those of you that are empathic, this can be very helpful to, in essence, kick everyone out of your energy. So if you've taken on people's energy, if you've taken on friends, families, clients, everybody's energy, this is a way to push everyone's energy out and get real connected to yours. That can feel really good, but it also can be really uncomfortable if you are used to distracting yourself with everyone else and their problems and their stuff. So the reason why this is important to get connected is because from my perspective, it's important to get connected to the light and the essence of who you truly are on an energetic level and what you're really connected to. Because when it comes to psychic protection, I feel like the dark and the shadow, it's all about manipulation. It's about fear. And it's about how to either scare you out of your power or how to somehow manipulate you to give away your power. So part of being able to be unfuckwithable, I've God, please forgive me. This is not such a G-rated show. But to not be so, you know, to become unfuckwithable, it is important to stand in your power. And it is important to stand in your power from the inside out, right where you are. And I use crystals. I use essential oil. I use Palo Santo. I use sage. I use tree resins. We're going to get into that in a minute. But most importantly, it is from how I connect. It's from this very basic foundation that is very powerful of how I'm plugged in and what I am plugged into. I feel like by connecting in that way, I'm connecting with the earth and the essence of God. You know, it almost feels a little bit strange to say, but I do feel like that is what I am connecting with very consciously. And I feel like that is very important because it's a very empowered position to move from. And that's very important, basic 101, when you are wanting to work and feel protected on a psychic level. It starts with you and your foundation of how you plug yourself in and how you see that. So I just gave you a way that I like to plug in and feel strong and empowered and feel the light of who I am. But it's important to also make that your own. Like, I've made this my own over the years. It's taken me time to feel strong in that place. And it's practice. And it's also very much being able to be open to what your intuition may guide along the way as far as practices, things to add, things to take away. I'll get into more of some of the tools. So for me, I did used to burn sage and Palo Santo all the time. I thought that's what you were supposed to do. I thought that's what you had to do. And I have to say, it works to a certain degree, but it also is an external tool. It isn't the thing that's going to really get rid of an energy that is not really wanting to go away. It's going to still be there after sage and Palo Santo would, especially if you are not personally connecting to your power, because you're the power in your world. I don't know if I'm sure you've heard that, but I'm going to say it and hopefully you hear that. You are the power in your world. It is through that energy that is coursing through your veins, through your body, emanating from the inside out of you, that is what is giving you that power. In essence, it is God moving through your hands, moving through your feet. No, you are. I do not see us as gods in the sense of how big I see God. Like, I feel like God is, that whole idea is too big to put in a body. But I do very much connect with this idea that I am from this thing called God, and God is what is powering me to do what I do in the world through my hands and my feet, my mind, my connection, and so forth. And same with you. And I feel like it's kind of like gravity. It's happening whether we realize it or know it or not. Okay, so from that position, being very conscious from that place is where I would use tools like the Palo Santo wood or sage. But honestly, I have them in my toolkit. I don't use them very often anymore. I feel like I use it when I intuitively feel to use it. Right now, when I clear my space, I clear it with my energy, and I walk around with a cauldron of frankincense. And I also like to add copal. And I also like to add a little bit of benzoin. It's like a very vanilla kind of smell. They all smell amazing. They all smell amazing individually. They all smell amazing together. And it brings in just the most amazing energy. Frankincense alone for me is almost like a high. Like it really raises my frequency, it raises my vibration, and science is showing that it does have properties that get into our mind that help to uplift our consciousness, uplift our psyche. It helps to take us to a more uplifted place. So I feel like it helps us on a body level, on an energy level, but it also helps us in the sense of raising our whole space, our whole living area into that vibration. So that's my favorite, frankincense. And then I will add, like I said, some other ones, some other tree resins that speak to me or call to me. And that's where I love to go to the psychic eye here in Los Angeles, or there's a store called Liberate. There's also a place called the House of Intuition. And they all carry various tools, and they all carry different tree resins. You can also find things online. You know, get very specific from a particular region in the world. I don't feel like, you know, you have to be that specific. That's more of if you just call, if you're called in that way. And so that's what I would use as far as the smudging smoke and fragrance. Something that I also have learned a long time ago that's very powerful, that is no smell, is using a fireproof container. I use a small cauldron, but there are like these different stone kind of containers, but you do need to make sure it's fireproof. And I put either Epsom salt or sea salt in the bottom, like a good cup of it. There at the bottom of the container. And then I pour in either 91% or 71% alcohol, rubbing alcohol. And I get enough to wet the salt or the Epsom salt, or I should say the sea salt or the Epsom salt. And like, I would say like a couple millimeters above the actual salt compound. And then safely light it. So I like to put it in like the specific center of my house or apartment. But sometimes that isn't necessarily possible because you don't want kind of a fire happening there. A couple things to be aware of is carpet, things that are flammable, things that can get hot that are next to it. And also like, what is it on? I like to have it on like a oven sort of like pot. I can't think of what it's called right now, but when you have a hot pad for like a pot you want to put that you just cooked and you want to put it on the table but you don't want to ruin the table, one of those. I have that, and then I put the cauldron on top of that to, you know, protect the floor. Something to have just in case is a fire extinguisher. Again, that's why you want to have a fireproof container, so that way you don't have to worry about it busting and having a giant fire mess on your hands. So this is something that I would only do if you feel safe and comfortable using fire. Some people are terrified of it, and so I wouldn't recommend this particular tool, even though it's very effective. But allowing that fire to burn is very, very powerful at not only bringing that fire energy in, but that energy of transformation, that energy of powerful light. And it does have a way of clearing any of the darker, heavier kinds of energies that might be going on in a space. And it clears beyond time and space, beyond the dimensions. So again, you want to be safe. You want to be thoughtful. If you are going to be bringing a fire into your space, like that I'm mentioning here, but it's very powerful to use to clear your space and also set the energy of your space. I did it when I moved out of my latest apartment, and I also did it when I moved in. Your intentions are also powerful in that regard. You know, the prayers and the affirmations that you would use are very powerful, while also in combination of using the fire. And then the other way that I keep the energy moving in my space is I do blend essential oils. And so I have a diffuser with essential oils going. And then I also will have a light a stick of my favorite incense as another way to help keep the energies moving in my space. And also if I notice like somebody came over, I will oftentimes light a candle, and I will have the intention that the candle will collect up their energy and reset the space. Especially if like, you know, some people come over, it kind of feels heavy after they leave, or maybe they just, you know, life happened and they've dropped off a lot of stuff through chatting and conversating. And so it isn't bad, but it also isn't something you want to just have hanging out in your space either. So lighting a candle while they're there, also well after they leave, can be helpful in clearing that up and not letting it linger. So let me jump over into the comments, see if anybody has any questions. I want to see if any of you are utilizing any of these methods. And then we got to wrap up the show because it's freaking already 10:51 Pacific. I can't believe it. But we did get a little bit of a late start with the show because of my reset here, the reboot that had to happen. Again, I appreciate your patience, and it's been so great to be here with you the past couple weeks. So Renee says, full moon blessings. Yes, Renee. And we will end with this quick connection for the full moon energies. We got a little bit of time for that. Lori Love says, hi, Jay. Loving the show. It's so interesting. I'm so grateful you're here with us, Lori. Thank you for joining us. Her show's on Mondays. Lori the Love Sherpa. You'll want to check that out. Geraldine. Hi, Geraldine. She says, hi, Jay. Happy full moon. Welcome to the world of upside down. Yes, you need help from friends sometimes with getting rid of things. Best of luck with your move. Thank you so much, Geraldine. I appreciate that so much. And it's honestly, it's been a lot of work, but it's paying off already in just being willing to kind of go through everything with a fine tooth comb. It is kind of like a mountain you have to climb, but it has really helped. Pamela says, tell him. You tell him, Watson. You tell him. And Pamela says, love frankincense and copal. I don't know the last one you mentioned. It's brown and kind of like a brown and white kind of crystal. And it's benzoin. I'll take a picture of it and post it in the chat because I'm not exactly sure how to spell it right this moment. But it's got a very unique smell. It does remind me very specifically of vanilla. But there's something more to it. It's like it's has enough dimension to it to be a perfume on its own, like the way that it smells to me. I know the Three Kings blend is also another great blend to grab for burning in your space and for also helping in meditation for connection. If you have trouble clearing your mind, getting connected, it can be very helpful. So if you want to join me here in the final moments for a quick meditation to connect to the full moon energies in Scorpio, please close your eyes and join me now. Please don't do this if you're driving or if you need to be paying attention. We already are connected through our grounding cord and roots and through connecting through our heart space. Just really quickly check back into that connection. See the light of who you are. Feel that. Beautiful. And now we are taken into a certain kind of void together where it's dark but not scary. And you'll notice some water at your feet to about your ankles. And it goes in every direction. And it's still, it's calm, but it's warm and inviting. And you will see off in the distance, up in the sky, just as it would be tonight when it rises, as you see the full moon. And there it is in the void of the all that is. And you see it reflecting off the water at your feet. And I want you to take this time, take this moment to connect very deeply within to your feelings, to your emotions, to your heart, to your heart's desires, to the people that you care most about. Not the people that you worry about or care about what they think, not those people, but the people that actually mean the world to you. It is a Scorpio energy. There is parts of this that are unexplainable. Parts of this energy that are unexplainable. How, like, what kind of effect they will have on you, that they will have on me, on each other, your family members. So remember to be patient and kind and compassionate with yourself and allow that to be extended outward. Do not be a doormat. Do not allow people to walk all over you. But you can also be strong while also being able to be compassionate and brave while also being able to be understanding and doing what you need to do, even though it may be difficult and challenging. You got this. You got this. You got this. Thank you so much for joining me here in this space. Thank the moon, the earth, your light aligned team of your ancestors and spirit guides and the angels of the light. All right, everybody, now coming back into our physical body awareness, we're beginning to bat our eyes open, beginning to maybe sway back and forth, move your fingers, move your toes, and take this connected space into your day. And tonight, when the moon rises, don't forget, if you can, to go out and take a look at her and take her in. Gaze at the moon. At least a few minutes, if you can. And even if it's a little overcast and the moon pops in and pops out, there is still something about being able to be out in that light, even just for a few minutes. Allow it to have its way with you and you with it. See what comes through. See what insights, what understandings come through making that space. All right. So Karen is asking me to repeat the tree essences, and I will post them. I will post them and in the chat here in just a few minutes. And let me change it to all comments because I'm not seeing everything here. Okay, I will post those in just a moment. And then Pamela says, thank you, Jay. That was so beautiful. Thank you, Pamela, so much for joining us. Renee, Karen, Quelly, Tara, Marina, anyone else I might have missed here, thank you so much for being here with me. Geraldine, thank you for being here today for the Empowerment Show. Kelly will be back next week. And I just realized I literally got to go because there's a show right after me, and I know she's going to want to come on. Katie Weaver is up next. That's it for now. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a great, great week. This has been Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone. This has been your guest host, Jay Varvel. Bye for now.